If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
That's the voice of a famous personality who has experienced a second chance in life. And I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program.
It's the YMCA for brotherhood. It's the Y for leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding, and why that's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station. When you're away from home, they'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship, any place in the USA. That's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
Hi there, everybody. This is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. Today you'll meet Mrs. Mary Burns, who wants a second chance to help her daughter assume the responsibilities of her own family. But before we meet her, how about it if I refresh your memory with the first two Mystery Voice clues that we heard in our current contest? Just in case you might have missed them, here they are again. Do you know this famous second chancer?
Here's all you need to find the treasure. A right angle, a string, and a unit of measure. The first or the 12th could be 50 for fun, but the second and the 8th and the 5th are one.
Now that's the actual voice of our famous Second Chance Mystery Voice, and there's $1,200 in cash and prizes riding on that voice, because I'll be calling one of you home listeners later on in the show for a crack at our jackpot. So if you sent me a card with your name and phone number, stand by. I might be calling you to see if you know who our mystery voice is. But right now it's time to meet a grandmother who would like our audience's opinion on whether she's right in doing so much for her grandchildren. Now, we've all heard it said many, many times that grandparents love their grandchildren more than they do their own children. Mrs. Mary Burns is a grandmother who wonders if such a situation in her life is doing more harm than it is good. But before we hear the details of your story, Mrs. Burns, let me welcome you to Second Chance.
Thank you, Johnny. I'm very glad to be here today.
Mrs. Burns, your problem concerns your grandchildren. Now, do they live with you?
No, they have their own home in another part of our city.
I see. Well, then, is it a matter of your assuming the entire responsibility of them, or what?
I feel as though I were entirely responsible for them. My daughter brings them to my home almost every day and leaves them under my care.
And you don't know whether or not you're doing the right thing, is that it?
I wonder if I am robbing the children of something that they would treasure later in life, in assuming not only my own place, but the place of their parents.
Well, now, Mrs. Burns, just what are you doing for them that your daughter doesn't do for them?
Oh, I take almost entire care of them. I have to see that their clothing is presentable, that it's clean and mended, and oftentimes I have to buy new articles of clothing for them because the parents seem very unconcerned about their appearance. I also have to take care of their training in social graces, the table manners, and so forth.
And I suppose it involves a lot of babysitting, too?
Yes, it certainly does.
Did you say that you had to even buy some of their clothes?
Yes, I buy most of their clothing.
Well, now, why should you have to buy their clothes? The father has a good job, hasn't he?
He does. But they both seem very unconcerned about the children's clothing. And there never seems to be just that right time that they can afford to buy the things that the children need or that they want.
Well, now, have you discussed this with them, Mrs. Burns?
Yes, I have many times. I have discussed it with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried to withdraw my aid to see what would happen.
And how has that reacted?
They still seem very unconcerned about them. It's always, we can't do this sort of thing right now. It will have to wait.
Well, now, how old are the children?
They are three little girls, 5, 3, and 2. And I love them very dearly.
Sure you do. And do you feel that there might be some confusion there where the children are concerned as to who they should take orders from?
I feel that there already is that situation, that the children are very divided in their affections. And I don't think that grandparents should raise their grandchildren.
You feel that the children might suffer in this case?
I am afraid that they might.
And so, Mrs. Burns, you'd like to know just how you can get your daughter to take a second chance to assume the responsibility of raising her own family, is that it?
That is right.
Well, I know that our audience will try to help you see your problem more clearly and give you the benefit of their own experiences. And for those candid comments from our audience, we'll return to Second Chance after this important reminder.
Me? Me fight communism, Dennis?
That's right, Alice. You can fight communism, and for as little as $1, your truth dollar helps Radio Free Europe broadcast the truth to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped behind the Iron Curtain.
You mean we can help 70 million people resist communism behind the Iron Curtain?
That's right. Radio Free Europe hits communism right in its own backyard. In Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Romania, millions of people listen secretly to Radio Free Europe. Radio Free Europe's broadcasts unmask Soviet spies and traitors, keep hope and courage alive. And believe me, these broadcasts bother the commies plenty. They spend millions of rubles a year just trying to drown them out. So far, without success.
And you say I can help by giving truth dollars?
Every dollar counts. Every truth dollar sends 100 words of truth over Radio Free Europe. Folks, why don't you help fight communism, too? And send your truth dollars to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
Let's return now to Second Chance. Well, our studio audience seems anxious to talk over Mrs. Mary Burns' problem, so let's get down to particulars, should we? She wants a second chance to be free of the responsibilities of her grandchildren, yet she feels that their welfare is at stake, and she wants to know, frankly, is she right or wrong in doing so much for her grandchildren? How do you feel about it, ma'am?
As a grandmother, I feel that if she would not give her daughter all these opportunities, that she would probably stay home and take better care of her children. And would take on the responsibility of a mother.
You're trying to do that, aren't you, Mrs. Burns?
I have tried that solution, and perhaps I didn't stay with it long enough.
Well, maybe she didn't stay with it long enough. I think that if she would let her daughter be on her own long enough, that maybe in due time she would realize that she could not depend on her mother.
Do you agree with that, sir?
No, I disagree entirely. From what I've heard this lady say, Mrs. Burns, was it? I think if you put these children back in the care of your daughter, I think these kids are going to go ragged, and they're going to go hungry, and they're going to only suffer. You have been blessed with the ability to take care of these kids, and you should keep doing it.
Johnny, do you agree with that, ma'am?
Johnny, first of all, I want to know, is her daughter working that she has to take them every day like she says?
No, she isn't.
She's not working.
Then I'm surprised at you. Why should you do it and take them every day? You have a life of your own. You should go out and enjoy yourself. And
do you feel that... Yes.
Just a moment. You heard this lady here say that her daughter is just incapable of looking after her own kids.
I don't believe it. I think she's just getting lazy because she is taking care of them.
Madam,
she shouldn't do it.
A mother that gets lazy when she has her own three kids doesn't deserve to have them.
You feel that the daughter and the son-in-law are probably using the grandmother as a soft touch? Is that it?
Definitely.
I think that there is such a difference between us, grandmothers, and the youngsters, that it's very hard to discuss this problem. Because I myself am the grandmother of an 18-month-old boy, and I must say that I have the same difficulties and that I had to leave the home of my children because I couldn't see that the boy was neglected. With 18 months, it's supposed to go on a party or something like this. They find everything nature should do. The boy can play on the porch in a dirty surrounding. The flowers are sprinkled.
The mother will let him
do
it.
No, she will. Yes.
Sure, they'll let him do it because they don't care. They just want to go out and have a good time,
but,
like your daughter is doing.
Is that it?
That's the point. This woman says that the children are doing that, and they ought to be allowed to do it.
Well, I don't think that's right. If I was her, I'd just take the children just for a visit, and I'd just make her keep them. Because I know my sister's got the same problem, and her daughter imposes on her. In fact, she goes over there every other day to help her to wash, and I think
that
is
terrible.
But
you see, the grandmother loves the children very much and doesn't want to
part. I know, but to her love...
If she loves them, isn't taking care of her one of the best things she can do to prove her love?
Wait a minute, Johnny.
Just a minute, please. One at a time.
Yes, ma'am. I have six grandchildren. Yes, ma'am. And there were times when I had to take them when my daughter had another child. I took them for 3 weeks.
But the problem is not yours, madam. It's her problem. Now, how do you feel?
But if your daughter gave you her children every day, would you just turn them out and leave them roam the streets?
I wouldn't take them every day.
Well, our children, you're just not a grandmother that loves your children.
I think this woman, I think Mrs. Burns maybe is under the impression that her grandchildren are being neglected, and they really aren't.
Really, that's what I'm saying.
Do you agree with this gentleman?
I do entirely. I think she's being just a little bit too much of a grandmother.
Mrs. Burns, please, let me just a minute, please. Let Mrs. Burns get a word in here. They feel that some of them here that you're being too much of a grandmother, that they're taking advantage of you. Do you feel that way?
That is
it. Just a minute, Mrs. Burns is trying to answer.
All right.
That may be the way that it looks to you, but could you see your own grandchildren go poorly dressed?
Mrs. Burns wants to know if you could see your own grandchildren go poorly dressed.
I think she should bawl her daughter out plenty and teach her how to take care of her own children.
Lots of kids go poorly dressed.
Don't you think she's imagining a lot more than it is? Probably her own children were small, were in the same condition. Now, because she's a grandmother, she thinks that her grandchildren should have a lot more than they actually have.
You think Mrs. Burns is imagining some of this?
Right.
Is that it?
I mean, after all,
how do you feel on this, young lady?
Well, I feel that this is a second pattern. I think the first pattern was established with the daughter who seems to be very irresponsible. And I can't help but think that possibly this could be Mrs. Burns' fault. I think also that the children would be irresponsible, too.
You say it's Mrs. Burns' fault that perhaps
there's too much responsibility.
Who made the daughter Burns dependent in the first place?
Right. Right.
Just a moment. Sir, may we have a comment? Can you get through here? Excuse us, ladies, please.
So I've seen grandchildren brought up by their grandparents, and when they grow to the age of 12 or 13... they don't have any respect for their own parents. And I think that Mrs. Burns should take her daughter aside and probably give her a good spanking. I don't think she's too old for that yet.
Mrs. Burns, just a minute. Let's get a comment from Mrs. Burns. Have you tried that as far as your own daughter is concerned?
Not literally spanking, no. But I think I've tried it pretty thoroughly, figuratively speaking.
You have scolded her?
I certainly have. And I might add here, of course, we always think that we are right, perhaps. But I might add that I don't think this situation is entirely one that was created in my daughter's childhood. I think that it might be somehow connected with the environment that she married into.
You're bringing the son-in-law into this. Is that it now, Mrs. Burns? Yes, just a minute, sir.
Can I say something? This Mrs. Burns is such a sweet woman here. How can you possibly say that it's this lady's fault? Now, look, we know that there are children who can come from wonderful families, go out, and they'll stick up banks. It doesn't make any difference. Mrs. Burns, I'm sure, gave her daughter the best bringing up she can. The girl has failed with her own family. Why blame it on Mrs. Burns? She's trying... She is saving these children from death.
Why do you blame Mrs. Burns?
Because if she hadn't taken the first child in the first place, it would never have happened.
What do you mean by that, ma'am?
She wouldn't have given it back.
You mean...
The other two to her then.
Just a minute, please.
She should have never started taking that responsibility in the first place. When her daughter had her first child, she should have left her.
But the point is, she did start already. We're at the point where she has
all right, then. I think she should sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with her daughter, make her understand that these children are her responsibility, that she will help her in any way she can, but she should take the full responsibility of her children.
All right, do you agree with this lady?
I do, and I think she should just let them come for an hour or so, and that's enough for a day.
An hour or so would do it.
Why, Johnny, after all, if she brought up her daughter to be a good mother...
Johnny.
The daughter would be able to take care of her own children.
That's right.
You agree with
that?
What is the mother doing all the time while her mother... What is she doing if she doesn't have a job? I mean,
Mrs. Burns, the daughter you explained is not working. This lady would like to know what is she doing that she doesn't have the time.
What does she do while you're taking care of her children?
If
she had a job and she had to work to support herself and her family, I think that would be different. But why should she depend on you when you are at the age where you should be enjoying your life and take and give you the responsibility, and she go on and have all the time in the world to do what she wants to do? I think it's her children.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Burns? What does she do with her time?
She goes to a movie. She watches television.
In other words, you feel that the daughter is just using the mother to...
Absolutely, Johnny. And if the mother had put her foot down to begin with, you certainly would never have gone so far. I think you ought to put your foot down now.
Thank you very much. This could really go on and on and on and on. Let's find out how you folks here in the audience feel about this today. How many of you feel that Mrs. Burns is right in assuming so many of the responsibilities in raising her grandchildren? Would you stand and be counted, those who feel that she is right? Nobody's standing. Nobody feels that she's right in assuming all of those responsibilities. Well, then how many of you feel that she should withdraw her help and let the daughter raise the children whatever way she can? Stand and be counted, please. It's a very unanimous decision. Probably 95% of our audience feel that way. Thank you very, very much. And by the way, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, and I'm sure, Mrs. Burns, that you will weigh these remarks carefully as you continue to seek out your second chance for happiness. Do you feel that you have heard some helpful suggestions, Mrs. Burns?
Yes, I really do.
And this will give you food for thought?
I think I can possibly find some solution for the problem.
Well, we sincerely hope so, because that's the whole idea of having these discussions on Second Chances, to help you to solve the problem. And for sharing your Second Chance story with us today, we have a beautiful gift for you, a Helbros watch. The Helbros is your gift of a lifetime, the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainspring. And for all those of you folks in the audience who offered comments, a token of our thanks in a crystal decanter of the champagne fragrance Intoxication by Dorsey, creators of world-famous French perfumes. Thank you again, Mrs. Burns. Bye-bye and best of luck to you. We'll continue with Second Chance in just a minute.
Friends, this is Paul Jones of the National Safety Council. We have a little safety jingle here that we think may save your life.
When you're near a river crossing, look and listen carefully. When you're near a river crossing, do your best to be very, very, very watchful, very, very wide awake. When you're near a river crossing, give yourself a break and always drive or take a look, drive or take a look, drive or take a look around and see. See the warning sign, hear the warning sound. When you're near a railroad crossing, pay close attention to the warning. Pay close attention to the railroad signal. Pay close attention to the warning when you're near a railroad crossing.
And now let's rejoin Second Chance. Well, right now it's that time again. I mean Mystery Voice phone call time. And one of you home contestants who send in a card with your name and phone number will be getting a chance to crack our $1,200 Mystery Voice jackpot. And in that Mystery Voice jackpot, we have some wonderful, wonderful prizes. First of all, there's a $100 bank account from the makers of Beacon Wax. Beacon Wax gives the hardest, longest, and brightest gloss you've ever seen. The makers of Tetley Tea will start a special Christmas fund in your name, $1 a day for the next 6 months. And remember, Tetley Tea is preferred by real tea drinkers. And still more cash, a $100 savings bond from Tony. The all-new home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, and frizz-free as a wave can be. And Second Chance will sparkle up your kitchen with a brand-new RCA Estate Deluxe range. For your favorite man, a 3-piece gold set of King's Men toiletries, including a bottle of King's Men deodorant that keeps you shower fresh all day. There's also a rotary lawnmower from the nation's leading power mower manufacturer, Motomower. And for both of you, Arthur Murray will give you $100 worth of dancing lessons at your favorite Arthur Murray studio. Now, besides all the many gifts and cash prizes, there's a vacation in New York City. You'll enjoy your stay in Manhattan as the guest of the famous Henry Hudson Hotel. And for pocket money, $50 in traveler's checks. And for that trip, a magnificent 3-piece set of Amelia Earhart luggage. And to top off the jackpot, well, there's a Helbros wristwatch, the gift of a lifetime, a world-famous Helbros, the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainsprings. Well, let's find out. Bob, did the call get through?
We're still working on this call. It isn't quite completed yet. Maybe you can play some of the mystery voice clues in the meantime.
Very good idea, Bob. We have, as you know, over $1,200 in cash and prizes. And, of course, it can be the person's who was on the phone. I hope somebody's on it today who gets a chance at it. Tell you what we'll do while we're completing the call. You got the call now?
Here it is.
All right. Hello. Hi. Hello. Who's this? Who is that? Julia? Who, this is Johnny Olson at Second Chance in New York. Who's on the phone? Mrs. Julia Walla? Where are you speaking from, Mrs. Walla?
Where is that? From my home, she says. Well, where's your home, Mrs. Waller? Where? In where? Hicksville, Long Island. Well, all right, Mrs. Waller, we're a little bit late for time today. I want to play a couple of clues for you, for our mystery voice, and then we'll see if you know who it is. All right, listen carefully.
Here's all you need to find the treasure. A right angle, a string, and a unit of measure. The first or the 12th could be 50 for fun, but the second and the 8th and the 5th are 1.
All right, Mrs. Waller. Well, those are the clues that we've been playing each day on the Mystery Voice Contest. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Before you tell me who you think it is, I'm going to give you a second chance to think it over. You'll have exactly 60 seconds to decide on an answer because I can accept only one answer, and we'll find out who you think it is when we return to Second Chance following this announcement. To keep America strong, the National Guard needs men in 55, so why not stop in at your local National Guard recruiting office for all particulars. Now here's popular recording artist Patty Page with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with a musical message.
You're in style when you serve with the National Guard, right where you are in your hometown. Training won't interfere with your school or career. It's a wonderful deal all around. What a veteran for a vet with the National Guard or a young man, all agree. You're in style when you serve in the National Guard to keep America free.
Once again, back to Second Chance. All right, Mrs. Waller, Mrs. Julia Waller, wasn't it? Of Hicksville, Long Island. Your minute is up. I've given you a second chance to think it over. So for over $1,200 in cash and prizes, who do you think the mystery voice is? Who? You say it's the Duchess of Windsor? That's a very good guess, Mrs. Waller, but I'm sorry, it's not correct. But I'll tell you what we've got for you. A gleaming 8-cup automatic Miromatic coffee percolator. Makes a delicious cup of coffee, keeps you drinking hot for hours, and I know you love it. Thanks so much for talking to me, and thanks a lot for sending in your card, Ms. Waller. Goodbye. You're welcome. Very nice lady, I'll tell you. Well, she didn't come up with the right answer, but she's going to get that lovely gift for trying, and besides, I know she'll have plenty to tell the neighbors about, and you will, too. Get that phone number into us on a postcard to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. And now, here's a man with a message.
Hear the incredible life of ages yet to come in worlds strangely different from ours. Live in the days of galactic empires and ships of interstellar expeditions. Here is the future.
Countdown for blastoff. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire.
Thursday, hear NBC Radio's new exciting X-Minus One. Remember, Thursday's Escape to a World of the Future on X-Minus One.
Well, it's time to bring down the curtain on another transcribed Second Chance broadcast. Friends, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Incidentally, concerning Mrs. Burns' story, if you have any opinions about the problems she's facing with her daughter and would like to make them known to her, feel free to do so, will you? Whether or not you agree with our studio audience in the comments they offered or not, I'm sure Mrs. Burns would like to hear from you. So send your remarks to Mrs. Burns in care of Second Chance at Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. Your letters will be handled in strict confidence, and I'll see that she gets all of them. Also, at the same time, you might send in that phone number again for that $1,200 cash prizes jackpot we have for you in our Mystery Voice contest. So until tomorrow, Johnny Olson saying thank you, goodbye, we'll see you then.
Hear the news with Kenneth Banghart today over most NBC radio stations.